now the moment will process in with the cross of Christ during the singing of the first hymn. As we begin to sing, I'll ask you to please.
refuge and strength, the author of all godliness, hear thou thy prayers of your church, especially in times of persecution, and grant that what we ask in faith we may attain. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading today comes from the book of Genesis, the 50th chapter. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "It may be that Joseph will hate us and pay us back for all the evil that we did to him." So they sent a message to Joseph, saying, "Your father gave this command before he died. Say to Joseph, please forgive the transgressions of your brothers and your sin, because they did evil to you. And now, please, forgive the transgressions of the servants of the God of your father, Joseph." Wept when they spoke to him. His brothers also came and fell down before him and said, "Behold, we are your servants." But Joseph said to them, "Do not fear, for I am in the place of God. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. So do not fear. I will provide for you and for your little ones." Thus, he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm today comes from the 103rd chapter. We will read it responsibly. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And all that is in me, bless his soul in me.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And forget not all his offenses.
Who forgives all your iniquity.
Who heals all your diseases.
Who redeems your life from the pit.
Who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy.
Who satisfies you with good.
So that your beauty is renewed like the eagles.
The Lord works righteousness.
And justice for all who are oppressed.
He made known his ways to Moses.
His acts to the people of Israel.
The Lord is merciful and gracious.
Slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love.
He will not always judge.
Nor will he keep the same forever.
He does not deal with us according to our sins. For as high as the heavens are above the earth,
so great is the steadfast love for those who fear you.
As far as the east is from the west,
so far as the east is from the west.
The epistle today comes from the book of Romans, 14th chapter. As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him. But do not quarrel over opinions. One person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and not let the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats. For God has welcomed you. Who are you to pass judgment on the servants of another? Is it before his own master that he stands or falls? And he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all day alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observes the day observes it in the honor of the Lord. The one who eats, eats in the honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to God, while the one who abstains, abstains in the honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. If we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For this is the end of Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or you? Why do you despise your brother? For we all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, "As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue tongue shall confess to God. So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
If you're able, I invite you to please stand in honor of Jesus' words in the Holy Gospel. Said to Jesus, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you 7 times, but 70 times 7. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. When that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, pay what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, have patience with me, and I will pay you. He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you all the debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you? And in his anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to Christ.
Having heard God's word, we confess our Christian faith together in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all the rules, by God, man and light, very God, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us made the miracle of salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made human. And was crucified also for us in the conscious fire. He suffered and was buried. And on the third day, he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended to heaven and seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to him in glory, as well as the living and the dead, who is king of our hand of him. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from Father and Son, who with Father and Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come.
So what do you expect from your family members here at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church and School? Do you expect us to live and eat and drink differently than people who don't belong to this church? If that's your expectation, you can expect to be disappointed. God's grace actually shatters our dreams of a church as a perfect place with perfect people. This place is full of people sick with sin, expecting healing from the grace and mercy of an almighty God. God calls us to live together in his church, not according to our personal dreams of how our fellow Christians should speak and act in matters of Christian freedom, but according to our new identity in him. God is no fan of wish dreams in his church because such dreaming makes us proud and arrogant. Such dreaming is also what the Apostle Paul confronts in what we hear in his letter to the churches in Rome. When one Christian believes he can eat anything, meats and veggies, whatever, he looks down on the brother in Christ who freely decided to eat only vegetables. Like Rob, he wants his brother to live according to his idea about Christian freedom, and then the veggie only brother shoots back, "Who do you think you are and tell me how to practice my Christian life?" Now, we all have a different idea of that person, and so it goes. Who do you think you are to look down on me? Who do you think you are to tell me how to live my life? And it doesn't only deal with eating or drinking, but even who you think you should vote for or who I should vote for. St. Paul's answer is, I will tell you who you are. You are God's own dear children, made righteous by Jesus and reborn in your baptism. When you are tempted to criticize or look down on your neighbor, trying to make him or her fit into your idea of life, remember this. Your neighbor belongs to Jesus too. Words from today's epistle in Romans chapter 14 teaches us how to deal with debates over Christian freedom in the Christian church. By his suffering, death, and resurrection, our Lord Jesus Christ has made you righteous and set you free from sin, death, and the devil, giving all you owe, all of you, our true identity in him. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. Jesus himself has fulfilled all of the Old Testament laws of food and drink and ceremonial days. So let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink with regard to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath. Let no one disqualify you, insisting on asceticism and worship of angels, going on in detail about visions. Paul writes to the Colossian church. In the Old Testament, God called certain foods unclean in Leviticus, but Jesus has now called them clean in Mark and again in Acts. In the Old Testament, God established ceremonial days for his people to follow, such as the Sabbath day, Passover, and other days back in Leviticus. But Jesus is the fulfillment of those days in his life and death and resurrection. Therefore, the Apostle Paul reminds us not to judge one another, nor divide the Christian church over matters in which our Lord Jesus Christ has made us free. When we despise or judge our brother or sister in Christ over matters of Christian freedom, of food or drink, or festival days and so on and so on. We're trying to identify ourselves as God over them. Today's Old Testament reading illustrates both the problem and the solution of how God's redeemed people live together. Joseph's brothers were afraid that now, after the death of their father Jacob, Joseph would seek revenge for their having sold him into slavery many years earlier, even though Joseph had long ago forgiven them. Joseph comforted his brothers, saying, "Do not fear, for am I in the place of God?" God was able to use both the strength of Joseph and the weakness of his brothers for his purposes, that many people should be kept alive. Jesus' parable of the unforgiving servant also illustrates the problem and the solution of living together under his forgiveness. First, the king forgave the servant's enormous debt. The servant, however, would not forgive his fellow servant the much smaller debt, thus angering the master. When we pass judgment on our brother or sister in Christ, we wrongly impersonate God himself. We must remember that we will one day stand before our Lord in his judgment seat. Both we and our neighbor have a new identity in Jesus Christ, for we each belong to him. By the life, suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus, each of us has a new identity. We are the Lord's. Our baptism into Jesus' death and resurrection makes all of us God's sons and daughters, and thus sets us free from our sins of despising and judging our fellow Christians. After all, who do you think you are? You are not God to judge your brother or sister in Christ. Instead, you are God's own son or daughter, bought by the blood of Jesus and washed by his word and water. And so is your neighbor. Your neighbor belongs to Jesus too. As the now sainted Dr. Martin Franzman, a professor from St. Louis, wrote, "God has made us all brothers in the family of God. Within that family, there is no room for passing judgment or for contempt." Paul fosters faith by bidding men look back upon the cross and the resurrection of our Lord. And so do we. Amen. And now the peace of God, that peace that passes all human understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus till he returns again. Amen. Able, I invite you to stand for prayer.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, as you once kept Joseph from evil and brought good from his suffering in Egypt,
deliver us by your grace so that we may learn patience in trials. Teach us to be slow to judge, quick to forgive, and steadfast in love for you and for one another. Lord, in your mercy.
Merciful Lord, you have shown great compassion to us. Teach us to show such compassion to others that we may welcome a stranger, love our neighbor in need, and be attentive to those who come to faith or are vulnerable to temptation.
Help us to serve the refugees seeking safety, and give us opportunity to share your gifts with those who live in poverty and want. Lord, in your mercy.
Gracious God, bless those who preach and teach your word give the cares, hearing, willing ears to hear, and willing hearts to learn the scriptures well. Bless those not training to be pastors and church workers.
Grant to all the baptized the aid of your Holy Spirit, so that receiving your gospel with joy, we may share it freely with those outside the household of faith. Lord, in your mercy.
Mighty God, give wisdom and courage to our elected and appointed leaders, that they may pursue justice, seek peace, and protect life from its natural beginning to its natural end.
Bring an end to the threats of terror and violence among the peoples and in our cities, and open all nations to the voice of your word. Lord, in your mercy.
Holy Lord, lead us to pursue reconciliation, that we may stand before you forgiven and united in faith. Give us unity of doctrine, and help us to walk together in harmony of life.
Prepare us to receive your own Son's body and blood with faith, and bring to fruition in our lives the precious gift of grace we receive in this communion. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer. Blessed Father, you know our weakness, lies.
Give to the troubled in mind your peace, to the suffering, relief, to the sick, healing, to the grieving, comfort, and deliver the dying into everlasting life. Hear us especially for all those who have asked for our prayers, and also for those named in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy.
Giving, Lord, all good things come from you.
Open our hearts to be generous with the poor, and to bring you the tithes and offerings that you are due, that your church and all her agencies may serve your gracious purpose and suffer no lack of people or resources to do the work of your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty and everlasting God, deliver us from temptation and the powers of evil, that we may be faithful unto death and receive from your hand the crown of everlasting life. Whether we live or die, we belong to you. And we pray you to comfort us with this promise, that we may join the company of the saints on the day you have appointed and enter into the heavenly places to worship at your throne on high. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Join in singing the Common Doxology, M805. Blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally, because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity. All who believe in him will overcome sin and death
and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, peace of the Lord be with you always.